Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2637.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model?
It's my father, with the way that he just brought up to instill, if you want anything, you got to go after it. Those are some of the attributes that I guess I'd have to attribute to that.
Is there someone in the public eye that you admire? And if so, why do you admire that person?
I wouldn't say so much in the public eye. I'd say probably my uncle. He's pretty much just followed everything that I believed in with, if you wanted something bad enough to go get it, and that there's no limit to what you can do.
Do you think that if someone looked at your donor profile, including all of the information on it, they would get a good idea of what kind of a person you are?
I'd have to say yeah, with all the questions that I've answered. I think it would describe me pretty well.
And how would you describe your personality?
My work ethic is very strong, strong moral values towards the family. Family always comes first no matter what.
What lessons did your parents teach you as a child that have had a significant impact on your adult life?
Just that not to settle for less than your best. Pretty much just knowing that if you put your mind to anything, you can do it. And it's paid off so far.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Pretty much the same ones. For my children, I think I'd probably like to bring up more of a religious background. Didn't have too much of that. With me growing up, I did the normal stuff.
What makes you unique?
I guess I'd have to say that I'm just quick on most things, except for this interview. Typically, if there's a problem with anything at work, family-related, friend-related, I usually come to a pretty quick conclusion on ways to solve things.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I guess it varies with the seasons. In the summer, it's just so much as go sit out on the deck and have dinner, just talk to them, watch TV. During the winter, obviously a lot of more things are inside, just watch movies and things like that. Go out with my dad out to baseball games, with my ma, take her shopping.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I guess I have to say it was probably when I was somewhere in the age range between 6 and 8, and we had our first dog. He passed on, and then after that, we had 2 new dogs. And I think they actually found 2 pictures. One with the old dog as a little puppy, and then 2 with another picture with the 2 puppies as puppies. And I've still got that on my desk at work right now.
What is your favorite holiday, and why do you enjoy that holiday in particular?
There have to be a toss-up between Valentine's Day, just because I like to go all out on that and surprise someone, make them feel special, and or Christmas, just because you got Christmas Eve and Christmas Day just to be with family.
You already said that your family had some dogs when you were growing up. Did you have any other pets, and can you tell me about them?
No, we had one Basset Hound when I was younger, and then 2 more after that, and they're still around.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, I was very active in basketball and baseball. Basketball in the wintertime and baseball in the summer. Otherwise, it was riding bikes all around and just hanging out with friends and playing pickup games of basketball.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood? Did you have a favorite book?
I actually remember reading a lot of the R.L. Stine Goosebumps books when I was little. Didn't really have too much of a favorite book.
What type of books do you enjoy now?
I like reading about investment books, business-wise. Otherwise, yeah, that's pretty much what I'm on right now, just the business.
What was the last movie you saw?
I actually watched last night with Wayne's World with my family. Otherwise, the last movie before that's newer. Can't even think off the top of my head right now.
What was the last sporting event you attended?
I went to the home opener of a baseball team up here.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
Well, I definitely like to sleep in, unless something's going on. Otherwise, I'm pretty quick to wake up early, morning person definitely if I need to be. And I like to spend a lot of the weekend outside, assuming it's nice outside. If it's just driving around or walking around a lake, riding bike, rollerblading, anything to that extent.
What other activities do you enjoy in your free time?
I actively trade on the stock market, just like reading about new companies.
What do you enjoy about those activities?
I guess just the uncertainty. of what's going to happen and knowing that you have to do your research. You know, it's kind of a guessing game. It's kind of gambling, but it's a smarter way of gambling.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Not that I can think of, no.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
Don't really have a favorite period of history. I always found back in the Egyptian days with the pyramids and all that pretty interesting. Never gotten out that way to go see it, but hopefully one day I will.
What would you say is the most important thing that has ever happened to you, and how did it change you?
I guess I would have to say with my father's answer, just about seeing how valuable time in life is. You got sick there for a long while in the hospital, and just knowing how valuable time is right now. Make sure that family comes number one before anything else, and that's the way I think it should be.
What was the first big purchase you ever made that you were proud of?
Went through 7 cars in 6 years, so I definitely like to buy the cars, that's for sure.
If you could have a lunch date with any one person, living or dead, who would it be and what would you ask them?
Honestly, right now I'd probably have to say like a Donald Trump or a Bill Gates about just how they took just an idea and just completely blew it out of the water, you know, with a Bill Gates, how he just started with the program and just decided to create Microsoft, do what he did, and Donald Trump from building everything to losing everything to building it back again.
What is your definition of success?
Success business-wise is, I guess I'd rather be more in it for having a larger title than a larger salary, just because you know that you earned the title. I believe people don't always get paid what they're worth. And also just working with all your coworkers, getting along with all of them, and just knowing that you can walk out of work happy knowing that you did everything you could. Family-wise, definition of success, I'd say, is just knowing that they can depend on you, and vice versa, that you can depend on them when times get tough.
What is your biggest frustration?
I guess I'd have to say ignorant people. Yeah, I'd probably have to say ignorant people. Just not so much for what they think, just when stuff's right out in front of you and you don't see it or you can't put it together. I know everyone needs a little help now and then. I'm sure I've been ignorant at times, but I definitely feel that if things are in front of you, you should be able to comprehend some things.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
Definitely be a people person is a good thing. Just showing that you can be there for someone. It's the simplest things as you see someone on the side of the road. It's got a broken tire that obviously doesn't know how to fix it. Pull over and help them. Just the generosity, honesty, and that's just because I guess that's what I believe in.
What is your favorite technology and why?
I guess I'd have to say the computer. It's just completely revolutionized everything this day.
What is your least favorite responsibility and why?
I'm not a big fan of cleaning up the house, I'd have to say. I know it means sloppy, but I get rushed a lot and in a hurry a lot, so I slack on that responsibility a little bit.
Can you tell me about your educational background?
I did 2 years over at a college and then moved down 2 years to a four-year university. Completed my four-year degree in accounting, graduated with a 3.0 GPA, and the day after I graduated I got hired at a large company working as a real estate investment accountant, and so far it's been going great.
Why did you choose that line of work?
I guess I've always been interested. Ever since I was little, I always had baseball cards. I used to always sort them with prices and stuff like that, so I knew I was kind of a number guy back then.
Okay, so what else do you find interesting about your job besides numbers?
It's just that in the real estate, nothing's for sure. I worked in manufacturing, accounting for a while, and everything was hard numbers. You could count everything. Real estate, things are up in the air. They're at your discretion, as long as you can support your thoughts and ideas.
What is your vision of an ideal job?
I guess I'd like to stay in the real estate investment section. I'd love to be able to just work 40 to 45 hours a week. No weekends, I appreciate those too much. And Yeah, just make sure that work doesn't take over the family life. You still need to get done what you need to get done, but job still always comes second to family.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you pick and why?
I guess I'd probably say just investments in the stock market versus real estate. Pretty much just that. I just like to do due diligence on companies and ideas and things like that, and think if they pan out. Simple as, you know, if I would use them, things like that.
What's your dream for retirement?
Retire by 50 years old and get a place down for the winter and still have a place up here. Just want to enjoy the retirement, that's for sure, and not have to worry about having other family members support me.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Well, I guess always has to start off with a dinner, especially if it's the first couple dates, just to get to know each other and talk, have a couple drinks, and then from there either a movie at a theater, back at a place. It's always nice to throw in a walk around a park or anything like that, especially if it's nice outside. Just get some quiet time versus dinner and movies can always be noisy. It's nice just to be able to talk one-on-one without worrying about other people listening to you, so you don't have to be embarrassed about anything and also have to talk too loud so the other person can hear you.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I guess I have to say honesty and trust. Someone that I'm attracted to. Someone that can make me laugh, that's key. Someone that can just joke around pretty much with anything. You know, you try to solve a problem, you can still sit there. It can still be a serious problem, but you can still sit there and laugh at it. Main thing is just try not to get mad at each other, and if you do, try to resolve it as fast as you can. A lot of it comes down to if you can laugh and have a good time, and you are motivationally driven to know what you want, and for education, career, and for a relationship.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
For the two reasons. One, I had a friend who could not get pregnant and had to refer to a sperm donor. And the other reason is to help out my financial situation.
Is there any message you'd like to add for the recipients or the offspring listening to this interview?
I think a lot of the questions in this audio interview and the written stuff has really explained everything I can pretty much think of right now. So I'd have to say no.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
This concludes the audio interview for 2637.